Blog Talk Radio.
Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, hey, good morning. John Hollis with Waking Up Blessed and part of Rockers in Recovery. You can check us out at rockersinrecovery.com. Of course, Waking Up Blessed is sponsored. The morning shows at 9 a.m. Monday through Friday are sponsored by SoberMap app. You can go to SoberMap.com, check them out. They support the show. And, of course, you guys listening support the show. And we want to thank you for tuning in and being a part of Waking Up Blessed. Of course, this is about sharing stories and messages of inspiration and hope and strength and experience and starting the day with a good outlook, and that's what Waking Up Blessed is all about. So if you're checking us out for the first time, you can of course go to rockersinrecovery.com, click on the radio tab, and check out some of the past archives. You can also check out some of the archives at Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. This morning's guest is Mike Mitz from the Mitz Band. And, of course, Mike Mitz is the founder of the band, and you can go to Mike Mitz, M-I-Z, music.com. That's Mike Mitz, music.com. And you can check him out also on Mike Mitz Music on Facebook. And Mike is really doing a lot of great stuff. He's a singer-songwriter, and an amazing singer-songwriter, and he also is in recovery, and he's going to be talking about what Waking Up Blessed means to him this morning. And he has a new album out, by the way, and you can check that out. It's called A Year Ago. It was a great production, and some great tunes on it. Heroes, which he wrote for kind of a tribute to, of course, Greg Allman and some other folks. And he'll be, of course, I'm sure, elaborating on that. But you can check that out at, of course, MikeMizMusic.com. And Miz is M-I-Z, MikeMizMusic.com. Check them out. Also, you can check out, if you need help, Rockers in Recovery, of course, is a media company. We are not a treatment center or an advocacy program. What we're here to be able to do is carry the message of hope through different shows and different platforms and news and rock and roll. And we do that, of course, through festivals, events, and posting blogs and news and doing radio shows and doing live stream events and all of that. So, of course, if you're looking for help, you can go to rockersinrecovery.com and click on the media partner tab. And there's a list of people from SAMHSA to Music Cares to private treatment. Everything that you could need is at your fingertips, and some great people doing great work there on that page. So check it out, rockersinrecovery.com. Click on the media tab. This morning, again, we're going to have a great show. Looking forward to having Mike on with us. Mike, welcome to the show. How you doing, brother?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man. Hey, listen, real quick, I want to congratulate you on your new CD. But most importantly, why don't you tell our listeners what it means to you to wake up blessed?
Oh, man. Well, I've had a pretty crazy life, and I was really lucky to sort of to make it out of all the turmoil and craziness I caused. So today, I guess for me, waking up blessed is, number one, that I'm alive and breathing. Number two, I'm not in jail. And number three, I'm sober. When those three things are in place, there's only opportunities for improvement, from that point on. So I am blessed, and it's an honor to be on the show again. Thanks for having me, man.
Well, listen, what you brought to the equation the last time that we, had you part of Rockers in Recovery and you were on the shows, it was just amazing how you were able to transmit your recovery, and you did it in a great way, and you helped a lot of people, and you do it through your music, and that's even amazing how you do that. Dope Sick Blues is probably one of my all-time favorite songs from you. I think that it really spells out in early recovery what we're thinking. you've come so far, and I really am glad that you're on the show. And part of the show is about talking about our daily experiences. What are some of the things that you do when you wake up in the morning as a person in recovery that you start out your day with?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. You know, I feel like, so this morning I was actually thinking about how modern technology is such a yin-yang. You know, it's so good, and it's so, you know, there's such a wide range of you know, how it affects our lives. And I feel like, you know, when, you know, Bill Wilson and these guys were starting off, you know, there were so many less distractions in life. And I remember the Lois Wilson story talking about, you know, she wouldn't feed the guys breakfast that were staying in the house until they prayed and meditated. And this day and age, you know, we all have our cell phones and our computers, and it's so easy for me to wake up in the morning and the first thing I do is look at my phone, and then I see a bunch of text messages and emails, and then I get sidetracked, and that could be really distracting. So for me, lately, I've been making it a point to not bring any computer or cell phone into my bedroom, and when I wake up in the morning, I try to go right to, you know, I read some different books. This is a long-winded answer, but there's a book called The Artist's Way, and it's called The Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity. And I got really into that book, and one of the things it teaches you to do is when I first wake up in the morning is to write 3 pages longhand of just whatever the first thing is that comes to your mind. And it's sort of this amazing way to unblock you creativity, you know, creatively, and to sort of open you up to, you know, to sort of more the flow of life. So other than, you know, a little prayer and meditation, that's one thing that I have learned to do, and it's been a huge help for me.
Do you find that, you know, and that's therapeutic in its own right, because then it also, it's unblocking you, but it sounds like it also gets you, you know, kind of juiced up for your day, but it also gets you artistically juiced up too.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing thing. You know, this thing is called The Artist's Way. I heard about it through the bass player in the band Fish is really into it, and it's really interesting because you never feel like doing it. They say that, you know, the first 20 minutes that you're awake, you're still sort of in like a half asleep you know, state, where if you just immediately start writing, it's sort of like you're just emptying your subconscious out. And so all the things that are sort of swimming around in your head that you don't even realize, maybe it's something that's stressing you out, maybe it's something coming in the future that you're planning for or worried about, or maybe it's a conversation you had a week ago that you're still milling over in your head, thinking, oh, I, you know, I should have said this instead of that. And you know how we think, you know, we generally you know, I know for me, my brain is very overactive, you know, and it's always analyzing, and it's always looking for ways to run the show, you know, and it's a great way to sort of just put the brakes on all that, you know, and just get all that out of the way before you even start the day. So I highly suggest it for anyone, especially people who are artists or musicians or creative in any way.
And the name of it again?
It's called The Artist's Way. It sort of turned into like a now, you know. It's a really neat thing that's happening with that book.
I will definitely, I'm going to have to check it out. I'll put a link up to it too. And one of the things that I want to ask you is that through the day, hey, listen, we all, you know how life is. Life shows up, and you were just talking about it, you know. We might say something, and a week ago we're still talking about it in our own heads. So life shows up each day. How are some of the ways and means that you deal with during your day in a positive way when, you know, situations come up that are not the best?
That's another great question. I think for me, it's sort of not even really about whatever the specific situation it is for me. It's more about, you know, staying consistent in what I need to do for my recovery. And that it's almost like if I'm, you know, doing everything I need to do and going to enough meetings a week, you know, I still go to like 4 or 5 a week. And if I'm doing my Artist Way stuff, if I'm taking 5 minutes in the morning to, you know, to ask my higher power to direct my thinking and to help me be useful in the day, it's amazing how when any situation comes up, the longer I stay sober, the more intuitive it is for me to know how to handle the situation, which I know is sort of like a cliche term at this point, but it really is. I just get this intuitive thought where I know what to say and I know what to do, where if I had the time to analyze and think about the situation, I'd probably screw it up, you know? Or if I, you know, like left to my own devices and me, like I said, trying to sort of manage things, I generally make them worse, which for someone who's not in recovery, that would seem ridiculous. It's like, well, no, we need to figure this out. We need to, gain a tactical approach on what the right way is to deal with this situation. But for someone in recovery like myself, it's like, you know, I just need to sort of, you know, for lack of a better term, let go and let God and just let it happen, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's and it's easier said than done some days. You know, I know for me, I really got to take a breath and step back. You know, and it's gotten better over the years. You know, but it definitely crops up, and you know, defects and all of our character defects, and they blossom. I know from my mind do at times. What do you do when you have that type of situation where you know it just came out of your mouth, and man, I should have never said that. Those type of moments, what do you do?
I mean, generally, there's a lot of times where I'll hang, you know, I'll do something, you know, driving is one of the worst. I'm always driving, and mm-hmm. I still get really irritated at other people on the road because, like, my goal now in life, driving, is basically just to stay the hell out of your way. I generally drive slow. It seems as though, you know, between PA, New York, and New Jersey is where I just generally drive, especially in Jersey, everyone is just driving 3 feet behind the car in front of them. And so I find myself, stewing on stuff like that. And a lot of times I'll hang on to it and it may be sort of enjoy this self-righteous, like, you don't know how to drive and I do and look at you and what an a-hole you are. So in those situations, man, it's sometimes hard. Like, I got to catch myself. And I know for me, one of the things which is really simple is to take a few conscious breaths. Like, when I get enough awareness to realize what's going on, because sometimes the whole day will go by and I'm just stewing in whatever the situation is. And when I finally do realize that I'm creating this or that I'm in this sort of funk, I try to just stop and take a few conscious breaths, you know, just focus on the breath coming in, focus on the breath coming out. And sometimes that'll at least put a little space in between the incessant negative thinking. There's so many things to do. I mean, we all know, you know, you got to call our sponsor. We got to pray about it, you know, maybe turn our thoughts to someone we could help. And those things all sound great and dandy. But a lot of times, you know, I don't do them, man, you know, just out of pure honesty.
Yeah, well, you're in the moment. You know what I mean? You're in that moment, and you know, I get crazy with stuff, too. You know what I mean? I get it, you know. But I thank God I got people in my life. They'll point it out to me. Or, you know, it'll just hit me. Like, wow, why are you doing this? You know what I mean? sometimes the pain gets bad enough where you say, wow, wait a minute, what's going on with me? You know what I mean? And you start looking at it, and you start seeing those things. So I get it completely. The other question I have for you, and I think that, you know, when you look at the music aspect, and you've done a lot of great things with your career, and, you know, hey, listen, we all have ego. We all have that point in our lives where, you know, there were times where I thought I had, like, drank spiritual Red Bull, and the, you know, wings had popped out of my back, and I was floating and hovering above the rest. So, and you know something, people ground us, you know, people say, hey, listen, you know, idiot, you know, you're not that important, you know what I mean, I get those I have those people in my life that will tell me that, you know. So what is it for you, like, that helps you stay grounded when, you know, you're really having some really good success? How do you stay grounded?
Yeah, that's a great question. For me, see, like, I had some success, and then, you know, through a whole array of events, I ended up relapsing. This is about 4 years ago, and it was really easy, you know, when you're playing music and you're becoming successful and everything's all about you, it's sort of easy to start really slacking on your program and your meetings and everything. And after coming back around and surviving a horrid relapse, I have to constantly remind myself every day that no matter what is going on, no matter what show I'm playing, no matter how many, you know, like just on Friday night, we played in front of like 5,000 people. It was this crazy Briggs Farm Blues Fest, you know, huge festival, main stage, amazing thing. And I have to constantly remind myself that this is all great and dandy, but there's nothing more important than my recovery and my sobriety, and that always needs to come first, no matter what. So if that means that I have to turn down a big show or say no to an opportunity that I really think that I need to do, or if I need to, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, recovery and sobriety comes before anything else, and it has to, and it has to be consistent. So it's easy. I get off on these little tangents, but just like you said, I'm lucky enough now that I have a sponsor who plays music. He does the same thing I do. Our grand sponsor works in the film industry, and we're really kind of we see each other a lot. You know, I see my sponsor like multiple times a week. So it's and I also bug him. Like, you know, I mean, sometimes I call him just to hang out, or we'll go swimming. Like, now that it's nice out, we've been going swimming during the day. And it's, you know, these people are always around to sort of remind me, like, same thing, like, hey, man, you know, you're not, it's not that big of a deal, you know, or whatever show I think is a huge deal at the moment. It's all that will go away if I don't put my sobriety first. So puts
Absolutely.
Things into perspective, you know?
Absolutely. So on the new release, you, of course, have the new CD out, and, of course, it's A Year Ago Today is the name of the CD. And you can find that on your website. What is your website? Let everybody know.
It's MikeMizMusic.com. So Mike, M-I-Z, MikeMizMusic.com. Check it out.
Cool. And then one of the songs is Heroes, and I want to talk about that a little bit. And you wrote that for Greg Allman, correct?
Well, yeah, I grew up going to see the Allman Brothers a lot, and then I later ended up working with some of their team playing the Peach Festival here in Scranton, and getting to know some of those guys, and I got to meet Greg and hang out with those guys a bunch. And the night that Greg Allman died, I had gotten home from a gig. I was tired. I didn't really feel like writing a song, but I remember just, like, it was one of those moments where you, like, walk by the guitar and it's just sort of calling out to you, like, pick me up, pick me up. And I sat down and I wrote that song. And, you know, it's sort of like my nod of the hat to Greg Allman. And then, you know, soon after we lost Tom Petty. And when I play that song now, I think about all these guys, you know, from Glenn Frey to Tom Petty to Prince to David Bowie to Merle Haggard to, you know, Greg Allman, all those guys. It's sort of like my tribute to thank them for what they gave us.
Yeah, they gave us a lot, man. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
One of the songs I liked a lot was Sweet Release. And we're getting ready to, we're going to play that after we finish the show here, the segment. We're going to go out with Sweet Release. What is that song about? Give us a little bit of background on it.
Sweet Release?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty much a straight breakup song. I wrote a lot of those songs when I was in early recovery again, and had just destroyed two consecutive relationships, and I was in a long-term treatment center, and I was hurting, man. So I was just writing all these self-reflective, probably overindulgent love songs, and thankfully, Sweet Release came out as sort of a rocker, because a lot of the other ones were, you know, they were a little introspective, and a lot of my fans and people were like, hey, man, I love the songs, but holy crap, like, they're all slow
black.
And they're all sad. Yeah. So, yeah.
A little
that,
dark.
That's Sweet Release. Yeah, it got a little too over the top. But people seem to really like Sweet Release because it's still a rocker, you know, which is, it's a fun song to play live.
Yeah, you are great live. I got to tell you, I've seen, you know, you talk about the Allman Brothers and Tom Petty and all that. Hey, listen, they were great, you know, when you got an album and you sat down back in the day and you threw it on the turntable and, you know, you put on the cans and you hung out. But when you seen those guys live, they were powerhouses, and you're one of them. You really, really make a show, like, really great to see. You're an awesome dude, and your recovery and how you carry yourself in your recovery and the way that you are, you know. I really appreciate that you're there to help people in the community through your music and to be there, you know, like guys like Mike Zito, out there on the road helping people. It's a great thing.
Yeah, that is a beautiful thing. That really, really is.
So, we want to have you back in the future, of course. Let us know what you're doing and how you're doing it, and we'll keep on, in touch online. And, again, why don't you give everybody your information where they can find you on your website and on Facebook and, you know, all the social media stuff.
Oh, definitely, yeah. The website is MikeMizMusic.com, and it's Mike Miz, M-I-Z. And, if you go on Facebook, it's our little, like, stamp of our little trademark or whatever you would say is capital M, lowercase I, capital Z. So if you see that, then you know it's me. And Facebook, it's just Miz Music. And Instagram is Mike Miz Music, I believe. But if you search Miz Music, you'll find us. There's a couple other Miz people running around out there. But lately we've been sort of rising to the top of the heap in all the searches, which is cool because we've had a lot of cool stuff going on. So yeah, give a follow. Check it out. You know, I stay real active on social media. I'm always posting fun videos. And yesterday we were swimming, jumping off big rocks into a ledge. So yeah, there's always something fun going on. So yeah, keep us, you know, check it out. You'll enjoy it.
Well, listen, again, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for being a part of Rockers in Recovery, and we look forward to having you back on the radio show. And we're up in the Northeast. We'd love to come see you if you're performing somewhere. We'll keep in touch, and I'd love to, you know, catch up with you.
Awesome. Thanks, John. It's been a pleasure, man.
Always. You got a great message. Thanks for being on.
Autumn days have come and gone. The snow has covered up the road that we were on. The sky is still, the nights are long. Every day seems like a year since you've been gone. Now my days are numbered and it feels I'm finally free. It won't be too long if you could only stand by me. Love is never ending and my soul will never die. It really even matter if we had to goodbye. Pretty eyes, angel face. Your love is something that my mind cannot erase. Your long, long hair my days are numbered and it feels I'm finally free. It won't be too long if you could only stand by me. This love is never ending and my soul will never die. Does it really even matter if we had to say goodbye?
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.